You are now listening to Get Uncomfortable, the Get Uncomfortable podcast with your host. I am Stacey Cross. Just wanted to say happy Wednesday wherever you are in the world, or happy Tuesday, happy Thursday, wherever you are. It was such a beautiful day today in Philadelphia, topping a beautiful 83 degrees, and I loved it. The whiff of summer just makes me want to go out and do more, burn more calories, be more active, and honestly, I can't wait for this summer. Every summer leading up to this summer, I said, this is going to be the summer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this summer is going to be the best summer ever. I guarantee it. I hope you at least stopped working for a little bit. I know you comfort killers are down in your pages, you're down in your books, maybe you're at the office, in your career, in your field, doing what you have to do. I just hope that you got a chance to stop what you're doing and go outside and enjoy that weather, because it is beautiful today in Philadelphia. It's 83 degrees. Everyone was outside. Traffic was crazy. So thank you to all my Twitter and Facebook followers and fans, or whatever you call them now. I like to call you guys leaders taking action and followed me. I know that you're like, oh my God, who is this person? And you took that faithful leap and you pressed like, or you pressed add or follow or whatever the case. You guys are really special to me, and I will have something even more special for you as a gift this month. The only way to receive that gift, though, Twitter followers and Facebook fans, Facebook followers, joining or subscribing to the mailing list. So those that are on the mailing list, they're going to receive this gift. But I want to give it to all my people, all my comfort killers. So I want you to stop right now, head over to the website, plug your name and plug your email in that little web form that I have there. It's all over the place. So plug your name in those areas, hit I want to be a part of it, hit I choose responsibility, I make the choice to get freedom. And then you're going to be confirmed in my email list. I love you guys, every last one of you. If you need to follow me on Twitter, you could search my handle. My handle is Stacey A. Cross. Search that. And on Facebook, search The Comfort Killer. All right. So thank you. I just wanted to send a shout out to my social mediums, my peoples, my comfort killers. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about MLM, okay? Mary Lamba Mary, which stands for multi-level marketing. I wanted to give a shout out and show my appreciation for a few people before that, before speaking about this topic that I just happened to come out of nowhere, right? Nothing comes out of nowhere. It's very purposeful and strategic. So here it goes. Barbara Anderson Handy. I've been watching you, Barbara. I've been watching you liking everything on my Facebook page, on the Comfort Killers Facebook page. You've been engaging in the content. So has Paul Allen. So shout out to you, Paul. I've been watching you, loving and liking everything. I just hope that you guys are reading, taking the time to read the contents. And I appreciate seeing you guys all over Facebook, making it happen. I also want to give a special shout out to Janice, who is a colleague and a person, a friend that I know now for 5 years, who has been extremely engaged and extremely appreciative of what I'm doing, and has read probably all the articles that I've published. So thank you, Janice. And of course, a special shout out to Kate Wiggins, who does a show, a video show on YouTube. She shouted me out on her show. I sent her for Christmas a Dunkin' Donuts gift card for some coffee in Salt Lake City. And she got it and thanked me. So I appreciate that. And I just wanted to reciprocate the love and let you guys know that I see you. I know what's going on. My ears are to the ground. My eyes are to the screen. I know what's going on and I see the love. And I must say thank you. So here we are at this very special time on March 9th, 2016. It's about 6:24 p.m. So it's in the evening hours. So here's a few housekeeping notes and suggestions before moving forward. And it's critical, and that's why I'm repeating it. Stop what you're doing right now and subscribe to my mailing list, which is full of more. Okay. You're like, Stacy, what more are you going to give? More content, more courses, more articles, more interesting stuff. I'm telling you, it's even more. Just log on to thecomfortkillers.com. Again, plug your name and email in our web form, and you will not be disappointed. For those that have read the ebook, The Comfort Killers Handbook, I would love a review. I would love your opinion. I would definitely love your hate. I love everything. You know, it's awesome. So leave a review. Just go to the contact page on the website. Click contact. Boom. And leave a short review or a long review. I'll read it all. So let's talk about multi-level marketing. What do you know about it? What do you think about it when I say to you multi-level marketing? What type of business is that? So I did a little bit of research because I know it's, you know, people get confused out there. It's like, you know, we're all fogged up. There's too much information. I typed multi-level network marketing or marketing in Google. There's a billion pages. And I think that we're here to simplify. I am here to simplify things and get it to a point where you could receive the information and then discern from that point if you're going to go forward or not. So the reason that I brought this up today is because the seminar that I went to, that I walked out of, and that I have an article about, you can go to the blog. I think it's on page 2 of the blog now. It'll keep moving as many articles that I am writing. So I received a call from an older lady. Her name was, Evian, and she has a company that she's with. She said, "Hey, Stace, I met you at the seminar, and I wanted to come over, or we meet, or we have some coffee, and I wanted to share with you about a company." And I know exactly what it's gonna be, but you know, my whole idea of building multiple income now is that I don't turn down an idea, I don't turn down an offer, I don't turn down a sit down, because you never know where it's gonna lead. It's a lead to me. So everyone that really steps in my universe now, because I had made it clear to myself, my higher self, the universe, and everyone that this is what I want to do. It's bringing business in, bringing income in, making sure my goals are and values are out there, making sure that I'm helping everyone. I only see things as opportunity. So never turn anything down in that aspect, comfort killers. So I invited Evian to my house, my home, and she explained to me. I watched the DVD, and you know, it's a multi-level marketing company. They have products, tons of products for every lifestyle, energy, business, nutrition, fitness, phone, TV, cable, light, electricity, and the whole pitch of it was, you know, if your utility company collects a residual off of you, you should then collect a residual off of someone else. Okay, you should be doing the same thing that the companies are doing. You pay a bill to Comcast or Xfinity or Verizon. It's bringing you into the mindset of you should be now, when someone pays a bill, expecting residual off for them because they're in your network. And so I listened to it. It was very polite. I know what I want. So what I want is, I want clarity, right? And the thing is with me now, it's things have to align. I don't just do things to say that I've done them. they have to align with my goals, my financial goals. They have to align with my spiritual goals. They have to align with my physical goals, my entire comfort killing 360 lifestyle. You know, just to give you a quick story, there was a MLM company that I did join maybe about less than a year ago. And, you know, the product was these vibrant brain food nutrition for your brain, made with, you know, natural organic substances, nutrients, whatever the case. I had to buy a few bottles of these things to get started. And I did. And I'm a firm believer that I must go, I must feel, I must love, I must at least respect the product before pushing it on anyone else. Or I can't. It's just not ethical for me. Okay. And other people, they don't care what it is. They'll sell whatever. Okay. And sometimes it's not ethical. It'll come back to you. And those type of situations don't last long. So I want to make sure that it's ethical. So the thing with the pills was that I just didn't feel anything. I didn't feel any better. I didn't feel what the product said it would do. Give me tons of energy. Give me tons of focus, clarity. You know, this consciousness awakening kind of feeling, like this enlightened feeling. And I didn't expect it to, you know, I wasn't going to be an angel after I took these pills. I know you had to do it constant, but I took it for the entire time that I was supposed to. And it wasn't that, I mean, you are the baseline and things don't start happening until, you know, maybe 2-3 months. I took it for, I believe 2 months. And then I just didn't. I went on a few other mastermind calls. I believe it's Wednesday. It's actually still in my calendar. I didn't take it out of my calendar, but I went on a few of the masterminds calls and I was just trying so hard. I was trying hard to make it work or to make maybe feel something, and I didn't. So in that's the case where I just totally was like, no, I don't get it, because it doesn't work. You know, I'm not going to sell something or try to push something that just doesn't work. I don't believe in this product. So that's the first thing you must do if you are interested in MLM, is do your research, believe in the product, make sure it aligns with your goals, man. You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, your goal might be to help the community. Your goal might be to help the community, or, you know, make sure that the community has enough, you know, local resources for the kids, or your goal is a nonprofit kind of angle. And then here you go, you're selling the same people in that community things that destroy them, things that are destructive. And not saying that it's very pretty, you're going to make money, but at the same time, you know, it's not right for that community. And that's not my angle, but I'm just saying, make sure that the product aligns with who you are, that you believe in the product. So that's first step number one. So when I asked the question, what do you think about multi-level network marketing? And what most people think is, what's the first thing? Scam, right? They're like, most people are just like, it's a scam. It's a pyramid scheme. I remember my dad in, I believe the year was, I want to say 89. My dad went to a seminar and he came back with like a sleeve, a truckload of Herbalife, like books and protein and shakes and this and that. And he was signed up and he believed in something. And he went to the seminar, and some people say they trick you in the seminar. You got to, you know, you just, if you want to do it. If you don't, don't. I mean, no one could trick you into anything. I hate that when they're like, yeah, they tricked me into buying this. How do you get tricked into purchasing? Anyway, my father comes home with this, I mean, tons of stuff. He must have bought himself to be the CEO that time. And I'll tell you what, we probably still have it in my mom's house in the basement. He never sold any, never used it. And that's what it is. I believe rule number two, or number two to this entire thing, to MLM or not to MLM, is if you're going to do it, do it. If you're going to do it all the way. And a lot of people don't even open the first, they don't even open the first page. You know, they love the shiny, they love the presentation, they love the idea of getting a BMW at level 10. They love getting that vacation or the vacation on the boat or the conference in Las Vegas, but they don't want to do the work. So MLM actually is a lot of work. And before you step into that, just know that if you're going to invest that money, invest OPM or invest your PM, okay, you have to put the work in. It's not going to be a walk in the park. You're not going to have a website. You're paying for everything, okay? You're paying for everything. So let's go through a couple things on I was reading an article on Live Like You Are Rich. Anita wrote this article and has five steps. Some I agree with, some I clearly don't. And then we're going to go into the benefits of joining an MLM. There's a lot of tax benefits, but we're going to find out if it's really worth it or not. Once you put these things out on paper, then you can make a clear decision, right? So Anita says, most MLM companies charge upwards of $300 to even get started with them. We know that. If anyone thinks that you're going to start in an MLM for free, $300 I think is cheap. $300 to be in a company, that's no money. I remember Siobhan said to me, how much is this company that she's talking about when she came over today? And I said, $199. You know, I hate that $99, but $199. She's like, oh my God, you know, you want to, I was like, that's not money. You know, I can't be worried about $199. I'm not, that's nothing to worry about, you know, but you're going to have to do the work. So here's the thing. Most MLM companies charge upwards of $300 to even get started with them. What are the sign-up costs? Utilities, time, travel are the less obvious expenses, Anita wrote. So if you're willing to lose investment if no one buys your product or signs up underneath you. If so, proceed. If not, stop and reconsider. So 300 is what Anita's saying is 300 is nothing to you. If it's just, hey, listen, I'm going to try this. I'm going to just try it out. If I don't like it, that's it. But if 300 is going to blow the bank, if you're going to have to get, if they're going to come evict you off of the sign-up cost, if you don't act, then maybe you should reconsider and do something else. That's what Anita's saying. Number two, most companies force you to continually buy their product in order to keep getting paid. That was the company that I was in. That was the pill boy. I was a pill girl. Okay, I was pills doughboy. So yeah, I had to continue if I wanted to continue. Like I said, I was in it for 2 months. The third month, I was like, you know, am I feeling anything different? No, I can't sell this shit. But the second month, I had to buy a new product. Even though I was not getting any, or I didn't get anyone onto me, I had to get new product to stay in that level of, could I get money back? So most companies will do that. You have to continually buy their product. Do you have to buy products every month or a few months in order to be compensated for selling them to others? If so, you will be able to afford the cost of these products if no one buys for them or signs up under you. Would you? Do you need the products you are basically forced to buy? And if so, can you get similar products? So there, Anita's saying, hey, listen, it might be good if you have to buy products. Do you need these products? Because if no one buys from you, is the product good? And that's what I wanted to get out of the Pill Doze Boy product that I was peddling is, even if I don't get anyone, is this product good for me? No. And I had to make that decision. So number three, most companies sell items that are considered luxuries, body wraps, facial creams, timeshares, many of which have bad reviews online. Read reviews on multiple sites before getting involved. That's a big one. What really alerted me to stop doing the Pills Doughboy was someone on Instagram. Like, I was trying to, you know, actively promote on social network, and someone was like, in my group of people, the people that I find that I identify with, the more natural lifestyle, organic, positive thinkers, someone said on there, hey, listen, your body does all of that, and we don't know what's in your pills. Just because something's on a piece of paper, on the wrapper, on the front, I don't care if it has a patent pending, we don't know. And that shook me a little bit and said, you know what? I don't even know what I'm giving people. And that's not ethical to me. So that was the reason. So what Anita was saying in number three is that if you do your homework, guys, and that's what I'm trying to help you do. I'm trying to help you mash out the fact of if you should do it, if this should be another income stream for you. Not all MLM companies are equal. You got good ones, you got bad ones. Just like any company, any industry. You got great airlines, you got sucky airlines that charge you for everything. You got, you know, a great rice company, you got bad rice companies. Great cereal brands, bad cereal brands. You know, great car, bad cars. Great apps, bad apps. And how do you determine that? Most say to try it. But listen, reviews don't lie. A lot of reviews don't lie. If the company's good, there's going to be good reviews. You know? And there will be one or two bad reviews for good companies. You're going to have to just get smart about it. Get intellectual a bit and discern which reviews are what. All right, let's move on. Stay with me now. Number four, MLM companies require you to find everyone who signs up, buys, or joins. Is this company going to help you generate leads? That's a big one. Or are you responsible for everything? If so, do you have the skills necessary to generate lead flow? If not, be warned that it will be hard to sustain income. It is important to work for a company that shares lead generation responsibility with their sales force. That's huge. That's huge. And actually, I'm writing that down right now because I didn't even ask that question today. Lead generation. Am I going to have to do this all by myself? Am I going to have to spend the time going to ask auntie and mama and uncle and brother and sister and cousin, hey, yo, you want to get some of these products? No, I don't need it, Stacy. No, please get it and force feed it down. You know? And number five, most MLM companies require that you have a huge stock supply of their goods in your home or storage. I don't even have room in my house. I don't like my house cluttered. I'm not putting anyone else's product in there but mine. But here, I want to get over to the tax benefits of it all. I want to definitely get over to the tax benefits because there's some good. There's not always bad. We always think of, oh my God, it's a pyramid scheme. They're trying to get me. I'm definitely not going to do it. But before that, here is a word from my sponsor, which is myself.
I am a comfort killer. I write my goals down and read them aloud every day so that it may be reinforced and always in my thoughts. I conquer and dominate any challenges that I face with persistent and consistent action. I write my plan of action out in great detail and will not be sidetracked by any external forces.
Yes. I just wanted to throw that in there. That is from the audiobook, which I've created right from the Comfort Killer's Handbook, and I turned it to an audiobook for those that hate reading. Okay, let's move on to the taxes. Okay, we all love that subject, the taxes. All right, in 1999, the IRS reinstated the favorable tax treatment of home office deductions and help make tax planning more attractive for networkers. Okay, if you take your network marketing business seriously, you may qualify for some serious tax advantages that are available to business owners, and in particular, home-based business owners. Did you know that? Did you know it? Okay, author Godfrey, he said, I'm proud to be paying tax in the United States. I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States. The only thing is I could be at just as proud for half the money. The only thing is I could be just as proud for half the money. Arthur Godfrey, quote of the day. So what kind of things do you get advantages on? Meals and entertainment. You're part of an MLM company. You are a business. You are a business in accordance to the law. But before you even know if you're a business, you must check the references of that. You might need an accountant. Check the references of that actual MLM company. Okay? There's a difference between those that are hobbies and there's a difference between those that are business. How the IRS can tell, there's two tests. The first objective test is whether you have made a profit in 3 out of 5 years. The second subjective test is whether or not you are prepared to demonstrate that you engage in your business in order to make a profit. The IRS is looking at whether or not you carry on the business in a business-like manner, the time and effort you put into an activity, whether you depend on income from it, your expertise in the business, how much profit the activity makes in the years it does profit. So listen, guys, you might not get any tax advantages year one. Okay, because I'm just telling you right now, it's going to take that long for you to build up your whole repertoire, to you to put all that energy and effort into it. Compound effect, what happens? Things start happening. All right, so meals and entertainment, one of the things, tax advantage. Network marketing is a social business. You have to eat. And you may as well have some fun to do it while you're recruiting and selling. This is one of those expenses the IRS keeps whittling away at. However, your deductions are now limited to 50% of your meal and entertainment cost, okay? So meals and entertainment, one of the deductions. This right here, ladies and gentlemen, I am taking straight off of MLMlegal.com. You could check it out. www.mlmlegal.com. Okay, we have about 3 minutes left for this episode, so I'm going to run down it. The home office deduction, you can deduct the cost associated with your home office, but be prepared to show how you use it. Don't think that it's going to be easy, guys. You're getting deductions for doing what? For not selling nothing? For not selling those damn pills, Stacy? You're not getting nothing. Hey, how about ordinary business expenses? Such as accounting fees, advertising fees, license fees, and so on. The tax advantage here is that many of your expenses may cross over between your home lifestyle and your business lifestyle, which includes telephone. So now you're on your home phone, you're on your cell phone, and you're deducting that bad boy. Hey, guys, stay legal, okay? Home phone, cleaning supplies, office supplies, answer machine, audio and video equipment, fax machines, office furniture, office decorations. Your home office is your home. Okay? What about business gifts? Friends and family who are also customers? Huh? You got friends or family? They're all customers? The probability on this point is high, okay? A network marketer can convert gift making, which might normally take place, into business gift making, okay? Think about it. All those forms you got to fill out, all those things you got to do, employment tax, you're self-employed. You have to pay both income tax and self-employment tax. So if you have an income greater than $5,000 a year, you will be making estimated quarterly tax payments as a self-employed individual. You will receive a Form 1099 from the network marketing company if you receive more than $600 in income or buy more than $5,000 of product or inventory. Your 1099 will be attached to your Schedule C, which in turn will be attached to your tax return. Your Schedule C will summarize your income and expenses from your network marketing business. So computers, automobiles, capital assets, okay? This is crazy. This is when it gets crazy. I want you to look these up. Any business that you go to, if your business is located here, what are the tax advantages here? I'm in an urban community. What are the advantages? What can I cut here? What are the deductions here? It's more than just opening the doors to your home office, or the doors to your office, or the doors to your website. There's a lot of things that you guys don't know. Check this one out from Richard Strout, TRB. Every child born in America can hope to grow up to enjoy tax loopholes. There's a lot of loopholes here, and the guys, they're not really loopholes. They're just there, and people done found a way. They found a way, and most of the people that use these tax advantages, ladies and gentlemen, are the wealthy. And I'm just here to bring some to you, and I want you to take heed to all of this. So when someone says, hey, is multi-level network marketing a scam? You're going to say now, hey, it might not be, okay? There's beautiful tax advantages for it. If I hustle, bust my ass in it, find the right company that gives me some leads, that has some great mentors, you know, great products that I believe in, I may get this done. And there's people out there that are making money, guys. You got to go out there and find them. You got to model their success and make sure that you are following it down to a science, okay? Selling is a science. Then go get some sales books, some selling books, and some psychology books, okay? I want you guys to go out there and be great. I am Stacy Cross. This is Get Uncomfortable. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know I am going to hit the gym soon, going to get my fitness going. In fact, I like to try products, and Evian did leave me a shake, a protein shake, so I'm going to try that out. Like I said, it has to align with my goals and my plans and my business, and if it doesn't align to my number one mission in life, which is to help millions, teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to live better, to think better, to act better, then it doesn't belong here.